Thank you for listening to this DuPont Media production, available on all major podcast platforms. This is Rod Peterson on demand.
Now, the Bucks and the Chiefs, Super Bowl 55. And even the most hardened, grizzled football vets are saying, yeah, this is the best matchup of all time.
How about that?
I've made a prediction that Tampa Bay will win by 7. I'm saying 7. Lynch, what's yours?
Tampa Bay Buccaneers by 12, and Tom Brady will be the player of the game.
A stomping, huh?
This is the Rod Peterson Show.
I tell you what, they made t-shirts in Seattle that said, Lynch knows. That's John Lynch nailing the Super Bowl prediction on Friday. Nice work digging that out.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to hour two. Yeah, welcome to hour two of the RP show. Way to go, Director Jordan. I'm going to jump right into it. We spent way too much time in hour one dilly-dallying right off the top. So let's get into it. Dave Hodge was with us from TSN, the icon from Hockey Night in Canada and TSN. If you missed it, go back and watch it later. And coming up this hour, bowl a combo of the BC Lions. People are upset that we said Bo will be on the show Monday. They took it to mean Bo Levi. It's not our fault.
No.
We said Bo will be on. We'll get Bo Levi. But today, we're very excited to have Bo Lucombo coming up in block two. But let's hit the quick six show topics, please, Jordan. And I welcome all those watching on YouTube and Facebook Live right now. Glenn Elm writes in on YouTube. He says, did Brady and Gronk get any sleep last night? No, I don't think so. That just came up. I saw Ndamukong Suh on ESPN's Get Up this morning, and he looked fresh. Football term. You know he hadn't been to bed, but he looked with it.
Quick power nap, some cold spoons on
might
your
have
eyes.
Had a nap. Might have. Gronk, you know he didn't sleep last night. And Tom, if he jumped into bed, could you blame him? But that's not saying he's sleeping.
No, it's not.
Okay. You hit it, right? Can you hit it again? Quick six show topics. Thank you. Number one, Super Bowl 55. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers rocked the Kansas City Chiefs 31-9. That's why we dilly-dallied last hour. I was talking about my mailman. And I'll just re-paraphrase. Leaving the house this morning, it's minus 46, I think, with the wind chill. It's insane.
It is now.
I had run my car a couple times on remote start, and the third time, it won't run anymore. It's like, get your ass down here and start it yourself. That's what the car is saying. Yeah. So I go down there, I'm coming into the studio, I'm trying to, and my mailman, he's walking, literally all bundled up, right? What did you think of the Super Bowl game? I'm like, no. If it was July, I would have the time. Of course, he's up. What does he care? He's got a sweat built up. He's got icicles dangling from his eyelashes, and he wants to talk about the game. And I literally, I'm like, it's minus 46, man. I'm going to die out here. But I obliged him with my door. It's like it was, I'm hanging on my door that's open. Right? All the warm air is coming out. We could still be there talking, and he'd be happy.
Oh, yeah.
But I said, I'm a Brady fan. This gentleman brought up the officiating and how bad it was, the bad Chiefs offensive line. He's like, where did their linemen go? And I said, well, they had some injuries on their offensive line. Well, there's no depth then. This is supposed to be the Super Bowl champions. It's the Super Bowl. He's right. You don't use injuries for an excuse. You know who uses injuries for an excuse? Teams that aren't in the playoffs. Right? The mailman knew. He wanted to talk about Drew Brees' future. And the other thing was, here's my little bit of a life lesson, if you can, today. He says, why would Tom Brady come back? He's 43, going to be 44. He's got 7 Super Bowls. He's got more than enough money. And I think for any player, as long as you can keep playing, as long as you want to play, play. And incidentally, right now, I think Charleston Hughes is meeting with the media in Toronto. There's a guy that said, I will play until they tell me, Charleston, you can no longer play. Would you not go along with that? I think Brady should play for as long. Why? Because here's what he's saying. I guarantee it. And maybe he said it in the media. I feel good. Why would I stop now?
Threw for 140 yards in the first half and 3 touchdowns. And then managed the game. Just navigated the landing. Right? For the second half. Had a quarterback rating that was the highest in Super Bowl history at age 43. He's got lots left in the tank. And when he signed a 2-year deal, the kind of thought process was he's going to come to Tampa in year one, and they're going to kind of get things sorted out, And Tom's going to kind of lay the foundation. And in year two, they're going to contend. Well, they won a Super Bowl in year one. So he's absolutely coming back. There's no talk of retirement.
No, he said after the game he's coming back.
Yeah.
Robin says it's minus 49 in PA right now. Randolph Zora says, so cold, the LED on the gas pumps faded right out. Is that where we're going today?
Mm-hmm.
How cold is it, jokes? You know how cold it is out there, Darren?
How cold?
I saw a squirrel holding his nuts up against a heater.
So I brought home groceries yesterday, and I dropped a 4-liter jug of milk on the step, spilling everywhere. And the first thought was, I got to get some water. And the second thought was, no, just let it freeze. It'll be safer to scrape it off. And within 5 minutes, I could just scrape the milk away. So it's cold.
Nobody laughed at my squirrel joke.
I did.
Not loud. Got a guy writing us from Florida. He says, sup.
You got to remember, not the first time I've heard these jokes.
Well, that's right. They're new to the viewers, yeah. Not new to everybody. Anyways, getting hung up again on point one. Here on the warm-up for the Four Seasons Sports Palace, come in and warm up at the Four Seasons, which I did on Saturday with pizza and ribs, and they were delicious. Point two, the weekend halftime act. I was wrong. I said he'd sing five songs. It was ended up around eight. I don't know. It became a mishmash. I'm not sure how many he sang. I would give it a 6 out of 10, the halftime performance by the weekend. I really like him. I really like his music, but I thought it was weird. We were mesmerized that for the first few songs, his blazer was changing colors. Did you notice that? He came out and it was white, and then it was red with sequins, and then it was red with no sequins. We're like, he's not even changing. And then he went into that ridiculous house of mirrors, and he lost me.
The camera angles, right up in his face.
He lost me.
It was, yeah.
So, some people laughed. They liked it. You can switch to that joke in the summer, too. It's so hot out, I saw a squirrel soaking his nuts in a fountain.
I haven't heard that one.
Point three is Dan O'Toole's rant / Jay Onwright's monologue. Last week, we know that TSN, the axe swung through TSN, Canada's ESPN, and a lot of the big names and big talent were let go. That includes Dan O'Toole, one half of Jay and Dan. He went on a long rant on Saturday, and people were saying he was having a meltdown. And it's like, how do you know that he's really having a meltdown, or is he just upset? How do you know when you take the off-ramp to not operating in your right mind? I think he was operating in his right mind. And he was calling out Bell Let's Talk for promoting mental health, but then destroying his by letting him go. As I wrote in my 10 Things column Sunday, it's all a matter of opinion. I can see why Dan's upset, but I can also say from Bell's side, hey, who else is contributing money to mental health support and research? $8 million this year. What's Rogers done? Right? So there's that. These companies and networks are ruthless and they're heartless, and we're seeing it. We all know that. You don't think there's more big ticketed, big name guys at TSN and Sportsnet that have been looking over their shoulder every day since this, wondering if they're next? That's the way it goes. That's part of the job. So I'm not worried or careful what I say because I don't expect to ever work for Bell. I've had offers before, turned them down, didn't really want to leave here. Because I know when you step onto that national stage, there's a lot of good things that go with it. There's a lot of bad things that go with it. And Dan has experienced both. And I don't think his rant on Saturday is going to hurt his chances of future employment. I would hire him, let's put it that way, because he's so good, and he's a good person. He's a good person. I'm just checking the comments as we go here. Moving to point four, the Edmonton football team has narrowed down its search for their next name to 7 names. Producer Clark has them, so you can have a look at them for yourself. Only one peels my banana. Okay, there they are. And you know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
The Evergreens, the Eagles, the Elkhounds, the Eclipse, the Elk, the Evergolds, and the Elements. I don't even know what an Evergold is. Is it a type of flower? An Elkhound? Is that like it's a Norwegian dog? You know that? How do you know that so fast? That's creepy. That's like a Seahawk.
Yeah.
Oh, he's a hound. You're right. Clark's a hound. He knows all of their hounds. Takes one to know one. It's got to be the elk, right?
It's got to be. It is. I mean, I'm sure that there's going to be odds out on it. We'll be able to bet it. Come on and bet on if it's going to be the Elk or the Eagles or whoever it's going to be. But it has to be. I mean, well, yeah, we wanted Empire. And you know what? At the end of the day, I have to at least respect the organization for deciding that they don't want the Empire and sticking with it, no matter how great it is and how much I think it's the right choice. So they've said from the beginning, it's not going to be the Empire. Cool. So yeah, it's got to be the Elk.
Just go ask Bel Air Direct what they want. It would save us all a lot of time and money. Correct?
Yeah.
Jeff in Winnipeg says, Rod, you are correct. Good and bad when working for big corporations. Had the opportunity, wasn't interested. I like what we're doing here a lot. 2.5. Glenn Suter went off on Regina Radio on Friday. A man who really needs no introduction. He's been the color voice of the CFL on TSN, Team A, for 20-some years. The headline at 3downnation.com after the fact. Suter fires off at petty team officials spreading conspiracy theories. Unquote. Go read it for yourself at 3down right now. Oh, I was like, oh, I got to read this. I can't wait. I love this stuff. Don't we all?
Yeah.
And basically, we were talking about this in our morning meeting, and everybody has a different take at what Suter was getting at. I would say go read it yourself and then come back and tell me yours, because he's saying the gentleman's agreement in the CFL was that we're all going to spend to the salary cap floor. Gentleman's agreement here because we can't put it in paper because we currently have a collective bargaining agreement. And a gentleman's agreement. It's such an oxymoron, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're not dealing with gentlemen here, as history has shown. So how do you think, or why do you think they're going to adhere to an agreement? They're all out to screw each other over in the CFL. And most leagues, it's not just the CFL. Since I began on the air in the league in 1991, they have not been in it together. And Suter is imploring people to work together. He's imploring teams to work together, team officials to work together, football organizations to work together. Glenn Suter had it all right. I'm not even arguing with one word that he said. But I sat there and said, because all of a sudden we're faced with the biggest crisis in league history, people are just going to change on a dime? It's not going to happen. So they're going to have to find a way to coexist, because you got warring football organizations, warring teams, warring media outlets. Nobody's working together. They never have. And now you're just magically going to work together for the betterment of football in Canada and the Canadian Football League. It won't happen. I got a text message today from a team about another team that was breaking, what was it, protocol of negotiating window. Like, I don't even understand it. But they're ratting each other out, which I don't have a problem with, because that's the way they've always done it. What's going to make you expect that it's going to change now? That's my rant on what Suter had to say. I'm with Glenn. I really like Glenn a lot. He's a great guy, and he does the best for football in Canada. He should be in the Canadian Football Hall of Fame for his contributions, but they're not going to stop behaving the way they've behaved for 100 years because he said so.
We've been behaving like that since we were kids. I talked about
talking about the CFL. That's
yeah.
it.
But that's just human nature. I mean, everybody will play along with it while it serves them, right? But as soon as there's an opportunity to get ahead or an opportunity to, you know, get the guy you want, all those gentlemen's agreements are off the table.
Right?
Off the table. So, yeah, it's highly romantic to think that, you know, they can pull it off and everybody will go to the floor. But as soon as somebody has an opportunity, of course they're going to take it. This is pro football.
Yeah, but there's a little more to it than that. I mean, look at the leagues that are playing. Look at the NHL. We knew that there were 3 to 5 teams in the NHL that did not want to play. Those teams are going under right now. Are you paying attention to this, people? The NHL has taken out a $1 billion loan for teams that can't survive in the pandemic because they feel that they'll get the money back because they wanted to play because that was what was best for the NHL, the game of hockey, and for their players. The CFL, listen, don't get mad at me. It's the way that it is. Maybe that's why people don't like Chris Jones, because he speaks the truth. I'm speaking the truth. Those owners pulled the plug on the 2020 season because it was what was best for them, personally. Not what was best for the CFL. Come on, give me a break. So, yeah, you're saying that sports is a microcosm of life. That's what you're saying.
Yeah.
I'm just talking specifically about the Canadian Football League here now. And have we come far enough in this pandemic that the CFL is going, oh, we have to play because it's the league. I don't know that. But the team staff aren't changing how they're acting. Like I said, I'm getting text messages here today. Should I move on? They tell me that Bo's locked in and ready for the – he'll be coming up Bola combo next break. But point six, my God, we've hardly talked NHL. NHL leftovers, here were you. I didn't watch a shift of NHL hockey on Sunday, and I'm proud to say it. The guys on the NFL Network were laughing. Mooch, Rich Eisen going, we just wrapped up 8 hours on the air. Here's me. 8 hours? Seemed like 8 minutes. Right? My wife's like, how can they do this all day? I said, the better question would be, how could I watch it all day? Never get tired of it. So I didn't go over to hockey, but here's who won. Canada's team, the Vegas Golden Knights. Chicago, Carolina, Detroit, and Philadelphia. Tonight, sports on tap for the Tap Brew House and drive-through liquor store. Subway Battle Dupes, Islanders, yep. Rangers. Your Leafs are probably going to mangle the Canucks again tonight.
Here's hoping.
You would think.
I would think.
Edmonton at Ottawa, Carolina at Columbus, Tampa Bay at Nashville, Arizona at St. Louis, and Dave Hodge, I'm not going to paraphrase it now because we're out of time, but 1 hour ago gave a tremendous theory on the Leafs' mentality in this season, and it's working. Obviously, Dave Hodge is a Leafs fan. Did you get that out of that?
I got a little impression of that, yeah.
Yeah.
Came across.
So we are going to talk more Super Bowl, and we're going to talk CFL with Bo Lacombo when we come back. This has been the warm-up for the Four Seasons Sports Palace. Come in and warm up at the Four Seasons. You're home for the NFL. You're watching the RP Show on Game Plus TV Network across all 10 provinces and 31 states, live daily on YouTube and Facebook, and listen live for Sud's Full Service Car Wash at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. Oh, yeah. He's back. Time for more of the Rod Peterson Show.
Welcome back, everybody. Just ahead of Bosecco Lacombo with the BC Lions. Bosecco Lacombo. I got to remind everybody that the viewer takeover isn't for now. It's coming up in about 15 minutes' time, so just hang on. I don't know. Woo! About Chris Jones. Man, people get some fired up when it comes to Chris Jones. I'm not quite sure why. But Bo Lacombo's got a hell of a story. Born in Zaire. Did you know that? BC Lions 2014 to 2016, in the NFL in 2017 with the Ravens, Raiders, and 49ers. Back to BC in 2018, 2019 with the Owls. Signed a deal with the Argos in 2020, but of course they didn't play. Had a tremendous CFL sim season with our esports league. And now he's back with the BC Lions, CFL West All-Star in 2015. He joins us on video chat today. Hey, Bo, did I cover it all there?
Yeah, you did great, Rod. You did great.
Okay, I appreciate it. So I got a lot of football questions to get with you as it pertains to Canada, but I'm asking everybody today their take on Super Bowl 55. What was yours?
Oh, man, I'm disappointed. I'm not going to lie, I'm disappointed. I really thought it was going to be a better game overall. You know, I bought into the hype of, you know, the old GOAT versus the new GOAT. You know, Jordan versus LeBron James the whole week, actually, I was looking forward to the Super Bowl. You know what? It was a good Super Bowl. Obviously Tom Brady is the GOAT. We could totally have a whole nother conversation about Tom Brady. He just proved it once again. It was an okay game. You know, I thought it was an okay game, but I really was hoping for a closer game.
Well, I want to dig into that a little more. I bought into the hype, too. I was expecting a better game, and I'm just happy that my guy, Tom, won. But were you upset that it wasn't a close game, or were you upset at officiating kind of nullified any chance at the Chiefs for them? Or were you disappointed at how Patrick Mahomes wasn't protected or how he looked? I mean, what specifically was disappointing to you?
I mean, Mahomes got pressured, what they said, 29 times, 30 times. I mean, at the time they were talking about Mahomes being one of the best passers when it comes to blitzing, that don't blitz him. You know, a few people said that you can't blitz him, but they blitzed him. They got pressure on him. I was just hoping for a closer game. I think that's the biggest thing here. But, you know, obviously the Bucks played a better game. They blew him out. Tom Brady is just, I'm actually surprised, bro, you're not wearing a Tom Brady shirt. I know you're a big fan of Tom Brady. And he's just a beast, man. He's a great player.
Well, you've been in the league. So, like, I was around football guys all weekend. Some guys have played like 10 years. And they're like, Brady's in his 21st year? I can't imagine, guys were saying. And you've been in the league. I mean, it's not your average 43-year-old walking around. People think they just pulled a guy at a Walmart that's 43 and put him behind center. Tom is a freak. He's not your average 43-year-old. What do you know about his training regime and the kind of, you know, just his will to win?
Yeah, I mean, he's a disciplined guy. You know, I'm a big fan of Tom Brady simply because of his story. You know, he's a guy that was drafted super late, I think, in the sixth round. He and he just rose to prominence. He's in the same. He's at an even higher level than, you know, LeBron James. He's better than the Joe Montana, in my eyes anyway. He's better than the Joe Montanas out there, the Peyton Mannings. I think his discipline is what, you know, keeps him playing for so long. He's just such a tremendous player. Obviously, the guys that he brought in with him, Gronk, who had a great game, Antonio Brown. I'm a big fan of Antonio Brown, too. He had a solid game, and then their defense came together. It just seemed like he's one of those guys like LeBron. Like, everywhere he goes, he brings greatness, and that's what he brought. He brought the New England way to the Bucs, and now they're in the Super Bowl. They won the Super Bowl.
Yep, taught them how to win, for sure, as his coach said after the game. But you know what? Enough about those guys. Your story is amazing. I mentioned that you were born in Zaire, played college at Oregon, but you're classified as a non-import. You went in the CFL draft in 2013 in the third round. And just I read your resume. You've been all over the place. But now you're back with the BC Lions and ready to play in 2021. How does it feel to be at home and settled again after moving around quite a bit?
It feels great, man. You know, I think, you know, where I'm at in my career, it's all about stability. You know, I've established a pretty good, you know, stable place here in BC, you know, born, being raised here in BC. My family's out here in BC. Now I have a family. The most important thing for me is stability, and I'm happy to be back here in BC. It's, you know, I've bounced around a lot, you know, going from team to team. I had a great NFL experience in 2017. But I'm very grateful to be back, and I'm excited to get the 2021 season going.
I got to jump in with some questions from our viewers, if you don't mind, Bo. For one, from our director of scouting, Craig Smith, who incidentally broke in with the BC Lions as well and won a Grey Cup there in 2000. He says, hey, Bo, did you play for Dennis Kelly? And where did it go? Darren, it slipped off the screen.
And how did you get down to...
And how did you get down to South Eugene Prep? Yeah, so Dennis Kelly and South Eugene Prep. What's the story behind that?
Yeah, so Dennis Kelly was my head coach when I was playing for Moy back in 2006 to 2009. He was a primary coach. He was also the physical education PE teacher at Moy, and he was the one that really taught me the game of football. One of those old coaches that, you know, that just loves the game. And he was, at the time, he was one of the best coaches, I think, in my opinion, in BC, you know, bringing Mullet to a couple, you know, a Subway Bowl in BC. And just everything he did for WJ Mullet and his philosophy about the game, he made it fun. He taught us how to play together, how to love the game, how to have fun playing the game, and he was just a great coach at the time. And he was funny too, man. He used to always say dog biscuit. You know, he used to have inside jokes. Every time something would go wrong, he'd be fired up. He'd be like, dog biscuit, let's go, guys. We need a win. Dog biscuit. That was his, you know, his mantra, his saying. And he just kept the energy light, and we loved it.
From Dan Ukrainitz, watching on Facebook, he says, Bo, how was your brother Nelson's experience at the virtual Shrine game? Hoping for big things from him. Go Huskies.
Yeah, go Huskies. I'm excited for him, but I don't know if I answered the last question, how I ended up in South Eugene.
Yeah.
Just long story short, I basically what happened was I had family in Eugene, and I was at the time I was going to a lot of like Nike camps, stuff like across the border. So I started going to Nike camps and, you know, Rivals.com, Scout.com. And I was just, you know, I was performing well. There's a bunch of scouts there. Long story short, they ended up seeing one of my camps. I think I had like three interceptions. I was playing receiver at the time and just like killing all the American players there. And one of the coaches at Oregon State saw me and gave me a scholarship at the time. And then it just trickled. It became a domino effect. I got a scholarship from Oregon and all the Pac-12 teams. And it was great. It was wonderful, a great experience. And as far as my brother, I'm just excited for him. You know, he's coming into, he's preparing for the CFL draft. He's training right now. He went back to Saskatchewan. When he was up here in BC, we were training quite a bit, you know, four times a week, doing speed work. Staying in shape, stuff like that, you know, due to the pandemic. It wasn't really much gyms open at the time, man. So we started training together. And yeah, I'm excited for him, man. He's, I think he's like up there in the, one of the top prospects in the 2021 CFL draft. So I'm excited. We'll see how he goes and where he lands.
You know, it's funny. Selfishly, I could ask all the questions here, but the viewers really want to get at you. So it makes my job easy. I'll just ask you their questions. So Paul Totsky says, how do you feel about the Argos direction? So that's one. You signed with them in 2020, never played a game, and you're back with BC. And Lauren Smith in Kamloops, BC says, Bo, have the Lions indicated how they want to use you this year? So let's just split those. The Argos, you're not with them anymore, but it's pretty hard to miss what they're doing under Pinball and Murph and Ryan Dinwiddie. So what do you think about the Boatmen in 2021?
Yeah, I think they're putting together a pretty solid roster. You know, at the time they wanted me to come in to play safety for them, they were looking to put some good players on defense. And I think, you know, now that they got a bunch of guys from, I think they signed a few guys from the NFL. Bryant, I forgot his name. I'm not sure if
Martavis
I'm saying his
Bryant.
Name.
Yeah, Martavis Bryant. Yeah.
They signed him. They brought in a couple D-line, a couple solid players on offense. I think they're gonna be a team to look out for. You know, they've struggled in the past before, but they're coming in strong. And we'll see how that goes. It's unfortunate I wasn't able to play for that organization due to COVID, but you know, we'll see how that happens. And what was the question number two?
The question, and it was about the Lions and how they plan to use you this year. And you answer that, please, and then I got another one for you on the Lions. What's your role going to be?
Yeah, I'll probably play Will linebacker. Probably start at Will linebacker. Maybe I'll have some packages playing safety. You know, personally, I'm fine with either or. You know, I'm good with playing Will. I could, you know, I've gained some weight over the off season, so I'm just training to come back to play Will
linebacker. Your Wikipedia says 6'2", 231. That's
yeah, but I'm lean, 6'2", 230. I'm lean.
Okay. I just wanted, that's Larry Fitzgerald dimensions, and I've been around Larry. He's like a fridge. Like, that's thick. 231. I know you're not a wide receiver. That's pretty good size for a Will linebacker for sure. And so speaking of that, you went to high school at Abbotsford. We've had Lamar Durant on the show here. He's a lower mainland guy. Suk Chung. It almost seems like they're going out of their way for local guys on the Lions, and I love that. Is that a direction? Yeah, they're going, and how do you think that's going to help bring people to BC Place?
I mean, tremendously. I think a lot of people are going to be interested in coming to watch the game. You know, in the past, we've had some, you know, issues with attendance. You know, I think just in Vancouver, period, there's so much to do. You know, they have the NHL, they have the Vancouver Canucks, they have the Whitecaps, and sometimes, you know, we're kind of in the back front of that. And, you know, it's kind of rightfully so, because we haven't been, you know, the BC Lions organization haven't been in that top tier organization, you know. So bringing guys like myself, Lamar Durant, and those guys, you know, I played against Lamar Durant in high school, you know, and, you know, maybe my brother being drafted by the Lions, who knows? It just brings the community together. It's good for the economy in BC. So we'll see how that goes. We'll see how it turns out.
Well, when you did play for the Lions back in the day, how many family members would you bring out to a game?
I try to bring 20, 25, 30. I have a pretty big family, so it's as many family as I can.
That's what I think, though. That is, if they could have enough Vancouver area guys, you could fill that whole lower bowl with family, which I think the Argos are doing, too, with Nate Ajay and Dejon Brissett and... There's a ton of guys from out there. And I guess your thoughts on the CFL, as much as you know, Bo, about playing in 2021, what have you heard? What are you looking forward to? What do you know?
I mean, I've heard that if, you know, everything going well, I heard that the season may start a little bit behind, like maybe like end of June kind of thing, June, July. I'm not, you know, don't quote me on that. I'm not sure. But they're, you know, they're pushing hard to get the season going, and, you know, the season has to, we have to have a season this year. And I'm looking forward to it. You know, personally as a player, I'm training, getting ready for a good 2021 season. We'll see how everything goes.
What else have you been doing with your time?
You know, I bought a house out here in BC. So I've been kind of, you know, changing things around. My girlfriend is pregnant. We're expecting our second child. Play a lot with my son. We do a lot of outdoor stuff. You know, I'm trying to get him into basketball and just sports in general. So I spend a lot of time with my son and staying low, man, playing video games and just staying.
Well, you will cherish this time. And I thought I heard a little one running around there. So obviously you haven't had a lot of time to yourself. Viewer Craig, Greg Klevgaard says local players gives a team more spirit and energy. And for sure there is. Well, we do have a standing invitation from your general manager, Neil McAvoy, right, to come out to a game, walk the concourse at BC Place. I'd like to do a live show there the day of the home opener. So here's hoping it all happens, Bo. I appreciate you coming on and the support. Anything else you want to drop before we let you go?
Hey, Rod, I'm a big fan of your show. And also, I was going to say about your story about the mailman. He probably wanted to, was having a conversation with you because he was cold. You know what I'm saying? He was negative. He wanted to come in. He didn't want to talk to you. He just wanted to come in because he was cold.
Oh, dumb. Dog. Now I got to go chase him down.
He was just fishing for an invite inside.
How dumb am I? Oh, yeah. Well, I'll probably see him tomorrow, Bo. I'll bring him in tomorrow. All right. Thank you.
All right, man.
Thanks for watching. Bo Lacombo. Bo Seco Lacombo. And for those that missed it, my mailman started up a conversation today. It was minus 46 outside. I'm like, dude, any other day. But I engaged him. He was looking for an invite.
He just keeps, you know, turning the wheel of the conversation. He's really not going to invite me in, is he?
Clearly.
Maybe a cup of coffee, huh?
I'm not sure Bo Lacombo's been in a minus 46 outdoor conversation situation before. Nobody wants to be there for long.
Quite the dance. Yeah, exactly.
He might have wanted to go in and use the bathroom. What do mailmen do and male women, mail carriers? In that case, what do they
know.
Do?
I don't know. You can't unzip
no.
at minus 50. You can't.
It's the bane of our existence out here in the great white north. What did they do? Can somebody tell me? We'll be back in a moment. We got a lot to unpack here. Is viewer takeover the rest? No, I was not failing protocol. We were over 6 feet apart. Trust me. Plus, those droplets would have died in the cold air. I'm sure they would have. We'll be right back. Viewer takeover the rest of the show. Canada's daytime sports talk show continues after this on Game Plus Television, Facebook, and YouTube Live daily. And listen live for Suds Full Service Car Wash at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed.
IKS Live. IKS Live. Western Canada's premier production services company. LED sign rentals. Video production. Event management. Look no further than IKS Live. Visit our website. IKS Live. Always the best seat in the house. IKS Live.
We started Suds Car Wash in 2003.
There's a bit of us in every part of the business. I've been working here since I was about 10 years old. Hard to believe it's been 12 years since. Working with my family has been great. My mom and dad have taught us the importance of hard work. I've been here since I was 10 years old, and my dad has taught me a lot about quality work.
From all of us at Suds Car Wash, we make your car shine.
There's something for everyone at the Mad Greek Eatery. Delicious Greek dishes, pizza, lasagna, pastas, soups, salads, and much more. The Mad Greek Eatery brings the best authentic Greek cuisine right to you. Available for licensed dining, events, delivery, and takeout. For the best taste and huge portions, there is only one place. Visit the Mad Greek Eatery, downtown Moose Jaw. Call for takeout and delivery today.
Look like the pros. Shop Ultimate Fan Zone. NHL, NFL, MLB, CFL, NBA, and more. We have something for every sports fan. Autographed jerseys, prints, jersey stitching, custom framing, and collectibles. UFZ is your one-stop sports store offering fans official team gear. Check out Saskatchewan's Man Cave Corner on River and Main, downtown Moose Jaw, or visit us online at ultimatefanzone.ca. Built by fans for the fans.
Universal Collision Center is Saskatchewan's premier auto body shop. Our extensive process ensures that every vehicle that comes through our state-of-the-art facilities is returned pre-accident condition, and that every UCC customer experience is an easy one. We're certified to repair all makes, all models, and all luxury brands, and Universal Auto Spa offers full-service detailing packages to suit you and your vehicle. Plus, we're the official body shop of your Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Universal Collision Center, 3910 Rochdale Boulevard and 2355 First Avenue in Regina. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital GMC. We continue to follow strict COVID-19 guidelines, but we've also made it easier than ever to skip the showroom and shop online. Trade up to an all-new 2021 GMC Yukon, Sierra, or Buick Encore GX and get super low payments and super high trade-in values all month long. Plus, shop online or in-store and shop worry-free with our great selection of certified pre-owned vehicles. It's time to trade and upgrade at Capital GMC in Regina.
Back and kicking it. Let's head back to the studio. Here's Rod.
Sports update time. Great opening day for Canadians at the Australian Open. All five Canadians in action won their first round matches. The highlight was a three-set win for 2019 U.S. Open champ Bianca Andreescu in her first competition in 15 months. Denis Shapovalov, Milos Raonic, and Felix Auger-Aliassime. And Rebecca Marino also prevailed. I'm sorry to our closed captioner again today. I did you dirty there. The Edmonton football team says it has a short list of seven candidates for its new name. Elk, Evergreens, Evergolds, Eclipse, Elk Hounds, Eagles, and Elements are listed as possibilities on an online survey released today. Two North Division games in the NHL tonight. The Toronto Maple Leafs will try to complete a three-game sweep of the visiting Vancouver Canucks, while the Ottawa Senators open a two-game series against the Oilers in the nation's capital. The first-place Leafs will face the second-place Montreal Canadiens in two games later this week. The Toronto Raptors look to bounce back tonight. Toronto is in Memphis to face the Grizzlies. Raptors lost to Atlanta on Saturday, snapping a three-game slide. Toronto 10-13 on the year. Memphis 9-9. This sports update for the Tap Brewhouse and Drive-Thru Liquor Store, corner of Rochdale and Pasqua, and for Ben Cahoon's G2G Protein Bars, now with eight amazing flavors, including new almond mocha. RP Show viewers get 20% off with the promo code RP Show. Order yours now at g2gbars.ca. The comments are literally all over the place. It's crazy. John Heaps wrote in and said, "Did I miss something about Chris Jones?" Jack in Vulcan, Alberta's watching. He says people don't like Chris Jones because he's up front and speaks his mind, but the man knows how to win. Last I looked, winning is what it's all about. Yes, Jack, but winning intimidates some people. Strong people with backbones like Chris Jones intimidate mediocre people without backbones. And believe me, there's a lot of them around. So, no, you didn't miss anything in terms of is Chris Jones, John Heaps. You didn't miss anything. No, Chris Jones is not coming back. Not yet. But it was in my 10 things column on Sunday. 3downnation.com picked it up. And that is that Chris Jones wants to come back to the CFL for a variety of reasons. He likes the CFL. I would suggest he likes being able to run his own team in Canada versus being an assistant coach and having no say-so, like was the case in the National Football League. Could you blame him for that, Darren?
No, not really. You know, when you've had that, you know, opportunity. Again, he told us he wants to coach, right? He wants to coach. He wants to be on a football field. So I think the CFL, it's in their best interest to bring the best football people into the league. And if Chris Jones is one of the best football people, then you should keep your eyes open for that and your mind open.
This is hilarious, by the way. Richard Allender. Richard, you're going to have to remind me where you're watching from. I think it's Oklahoma. But he said it might just be easier to change the name of the city of Edmonton than name the football team. I get it, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's becoming this process of like, what do we do, right? It's like, you know, it shouldn't be this difficult.
I wouldn't think it should be this difficult, no, but apparently it is. Go ahead.
There's names you want. Just pick the name you want. Don't worry about upsetting a few people. Please.
Easier said than done.
Oh, trust me. I know.
Man, I can't believe it. Donna Berger, she says, that's it. Jones running it all his way. That's what he wants. Nelson Hakowicz, our VP of Sim Events, says lots of people dislike Jones so much, they're blind to the fact the Riders were 1 yard away from going to the Grey Cup under Chris Jones. They haven't got any further without him. This guy, Jeff, in Winnipeg, wants to keep talking about the Golden Knights, Canada's team. Hang on. We'll do that tomorrow, Jeff, okay? I'm updating the poll here for Capital Auto Mall Universal Collision Center, and it is, what was the story of Super Bowl? The four options are Brady's seventh Super Bowl, Bucks defense, The Weeknd, the halftime act,
yep,
or officiating. And for me, I would vote Brady's seventh title. What would you vote?
Yeah, I'd vote for Brady.
For Brady?
I'd almost wanted to put Gronk on that list, too, with his two touchdowns.
You really love him, don't you?
I do. The story's great. The officiating is definitely a storyline, for sure. And it's not a great storyline, but I like it sitting in third position behind the Bucs D and Tom, because those are the top two.
Mike Kelly, watching in Florida, says CFL's better than the NFL for quality of life. And now you find out why Chris Jones is earnestly looking for a position in the Canadian Football League. That's all that the news is today. And if you weren't watching earlier in hour one, my point was a Jones guy wrote me from Florida. It's not Mike, but it's another guy. And he just said, why is everybody hating on Chris Jones? What's the deal? And I said, don't worry about it. There's always going to be haters. The only way that you don't have haters is when you don't do anything. And that's not really amenable to a lot of us that like to do things in life. But here's the thing with the Jones people. Do you know where this kind of got triggered lately? I mean, I've been around all those guys for a long time, but when I wrote that Chris Jones was on the sidelines for the Cleveland-Kansas City divisional playoff game, but then he wasn't on the sidelines, my phone blew up from all those guys. I hadn't talked to them in ages.
Yeah.
And now I've talked to them to like every day since. So a little error kind of sprung all this in motion now. And they're like, yeah, Jones, he wants to come to Canada. And incidentally, these guys all have jobs. It's not like they're trying to cling on to Jones so he can get a job somewhere so they can get one. They all got jobs. But here's the thing about the Jones crew that I realized why we got along really well is they sniff out BS fast. They got backbone.
Yep.
You know,
and stick together.
They stick together. They got each other's backs. And that goes back to the earlier point. And we're going to have to break here. You tell me, guys, when we should break. Okay, we got a little bit of time left here. But back to that Suter thing. You got to read the story at 3downnation.com where TSN's Glenn Suter said, we need everybody in Canadian football to come together for the one common goal of saving this sport in Canada. He's 100% right. And I'm so pessimistic about that happening because they never have. I mean, those of us that have worked in hockey at high levels and football at high levels compare the two and go, oh my God. We go to hockey league meetings and everybody's working together for the common good of the league. We go to football meetings and it's just, what's the problem here? And as a guy that works in the recovery business trying to get people to change their lives and the way that they think for the better, it's very, very, very difficult to get somebody to change the way unless they really want to. Do you hold out hope that everybody's going to come together in this country?
No, I'm as optimistic as I am, and I'm eternally optimistic. No, I mean, you'd like to think that they'll all try and get on the same page, but at the end of the day, it's a very tough thing to do, and we haven't seen any proof that it can get done.
Yeah. Jeff in Winnipeg says, Suter is 100% correct. But as my brother's buddy in Dickinson, North Dakota says, they ran the baseball program there, being right is not a full-time paying job. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
There's a Pandora's box right
wow.
there, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's more. Hang on. We'll be right back with more Viewer Takeover. You're watching the RP Show on Game Plus TV, live daily on YouTube and Facebook, and listen live at rodpeterson.com.
Head to youtube.com/The Rod Peterson Show now. You gotta subscribe. Click the subscribe button for all the content you may have missed. You got something to say? You want to add to the show? What are you waiting for? Don't just sit there. Say something. Now, back to the studio with Rod.
And Moose DuPont. It's Viewer Takeover, but we do got to tell a story. And remind me, we got a text message here from the 705 Southern Ontario area code. But I was on the air in Toledo, Ohio on the ticket, ESPN Radio, Sunday morning. He tuned in for it.
Is Mick watching?
Hey, Mick, probably is watching. Because, of course, they get the Rod Peterson Show on the Buckeye cable carrier. Channel 696 is the Game Plus network. And you got quite a kick out of that interview, didn't you?
It was pretty funny. He gets on, and I'm listening to it, and I saw your post saying 905 Central. And I tune in at about 908, 909. I'm like, I think I missed it. He's not on? There's no way the hit was like 90 seconds. And Mick is on there, and he's working from home, and he said, we're going to have to wake up Rod Peterson. He's not here.
He said that on the radio.
He was supposed to be on at 9:05. Someone's going to have to call and wake him up. And then all of a sudden the co-host's like, no, I think we got him on hold here. And so you get on and, Mick, I've been on the line for 6 minutes waiting.
I've been on hold for 6 minutes, Mick.
And it completely threw him off.
Rattled him. He didn't come back after that on ESPN Toledo. So a shout out to everybody watching in Toledo today on channel 696 of the Buckeye cable system.
But it was a fun conversation. He was a
great
fun guy. You guys
sure.
obviously have a relationship. And,
oh, yeah. We go way back.
It was good.
Prairie Mobile text line. So from the 705, I can't believe Chris Jones can't get a coordinator job in the NFL. And Marcus Brady is the OC in Indianapolis? Both are great coaches, but Jonesy has a ton of experience. That's somebody watching in the Barrie Peterborough area today. I'm sorry. Wayne in Victoria writes in, Victoria, BC, I have to say that the Bucks played very well, plus the Chiefs made lots of mistakes, and that's why the score was so lopsided. The penalties didn't make the difference, just made the score not as close. Just my opinion. There you go from Wayne in Victoria. We have a lot of messages here today, Darren. DG in Saskatoon. Morning, guys. I saw a lot of similarities with the Bucks win last night with the Riders 2013 win, especially when you compare Gronk to G. Roy Simon. Were you saying that?
I did.
You did, yeah. He said, will Tampa GM Jason Licht still have a job in 2 years? Time will tell. DG in Saskatoon. How about this? How be we go one day at a time? How about we let the Buccaneers enjoy this Super Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll go from there. CFL Report Daily, brought to you by... When are we announcing that? Are they being hard to deal with,
no,
that company?
Just going through the process of deciding what they want.
You're trying to upsell them to something else. That's what you're doing. You know how that is, right, Ian?
You know me.
The Toronto Argonauts signed former Denver Broncos linebacker Shane Ray on Saturday. The Argos also re-signed defensive back Robert Woodson and running back Asnell Robo, the 27-year-old Shane Ray, was the 23rd overall pick by Denver in the 2015 NFL draft, played 14 games that season. Meanwhile, in Edmonton, CFL defensive back Aaron Grimes has returned to the City of Champions. The Edmonton football team re-signed Grimes for a third stint Saturday after he was released from the BC Lions. The Idaho product originally signed with the club in 2013 and played in 33 games from 2013 to 2015. He earned CFL All-Star honors in 2015 and was a key member of Edmonton's Grey Cup champion defense. Grimes signed with the Philadelphia Eagles in the 2016 offseason but was injured during the preseason while making an interception and was released during final roster cuts. So there's your daily CFL report. And as I sit there, I think we had Aaron Grimes on this show. That's where Clark, producer, is such a hound dog. All these big CFL names, we've had them all on the show.
Yeah, I know. And it just, all that does, and we put out the tweet from our show account, makes me miss the CFL. You know?
Yeah.
We put that out there, and it kind of spread like wildfire with, you know, let us know if you miss the game. And you realize.
Can I stop you?
Yeah.
When I say about not working together, from our show account, we tweeted on Saturday, a beautiful artistic photo that I took of Tim Hortons Field. It was beautiful with the Canadian flag.
Yeah.
It looked like a cartoon.
Yeah, it did.
But my camera actually had that setting in
it. Oh, you didn't.
That was off my camera.
Oh, I thought you filtered it.
And it was retweet if you love, if you're missing the CFL, praying for a return. The CFL didn't retweet it. No teams. Some coaches did, some staff. But that's the whole idea of working together. Everybody's at war with each other in Canadian football. So why do we think, because Glenn Suter says we all need to come together, that we're actually going to do it for the first time? We're 10 months into the biggest crisis the CFL's ever seen, and I in no way, shape, or form see the CFL coming together to work together at a critical time. I don't. Clark's read on the Suter article was that the CFL wants to just do their business the shady way it's really always been done and don't want it reported on. While I think that's a thing, I don't think that's what Suter's saying here. I don't think.
No, he just doesn't want the pettiness of, you know, team personnel trying to bring down other team personnel. The romantic nature of football. And can you blame him for that?
It's war.
It's when you said he's 100% right. You want everybody to work together. It's just hard to expect it. It's really hard
Football's
to expect.
Football's based on war.
Yeah.
That's all. And the thing is, in the NFL and in the NHL, there's just so much money, it's hard to screw up. And right now in the CFL, there just isn't much money. I hope that they will come together. I'm just not that confident. Tomorrow, two NHL greats, Matthew Barnaby and Brent Sopel, will be talking about a great six-game night in the National Hockey League. And it is the opener of CFL free agency tomorrow. So we'll see who goes where, and we'll break it all down. Thanks to Dave Hodge and Bo today. We'll see you tomorrow at 12 Eastern here on Game Plus. If you take anything away from today's show, like your job, love your wife.
For more Rod Peterson On Demand, visit rodpeterson.com.